This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day, we have crested the peak of the week, and it's all downhill from here, and we're going to have a real good time tonight. I have a couple good things to open up the show, which I'll get to in a moment. Something I found to be very uplifting and good news out of the Trump administration. I should say courtesy of the Trump administration. Got to give him an attaboy, that's for sure. We'll get to that in a moment. We'll talk a little bit more about other people who may be going down courtesy of Eric Swalwell's magic fingers. Democrats are already trying to destroy Pete Hegseth. They're pretty open about the fraud, all that, emails, and a lot more. A lot more also includes next hour. I promised you last night, Daniel Turner is going to join us. He always talks to us about oil and energy, and I'm going to ask him that kind of stuff, but this guy, Tom Steyer, whatever his stupid name is, this billionaire communist out of California, I have my suspicions that he was possibly involved with this Swalwell takedown. Poll numbers are looking pretty good for him in the past couple days. Anyway, Daniel Turner, I told you, texted me and he said, I know this guy. I said, come tell us about him. I haven't asked him any further questions. You and I are going to find out together. And in the final hour, you obviously know BK, our Air Force PJ PK. Well, I want to know about that rescue operation in Iran. There's going to be things he doesn't know. There are going to be things he can't tell us. But I'm going to ask nerdy details on it because I think it's insanely cool that we went behind enemy lines and saved this pilot. And apparently there was a big old gunfight. And I want details. And I nerd out on that stuff. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I know there has been a lot of heavy stuff in the news lately. And I think that we ought to give credit to God sometimes when he gives us ways to lift our souls up when we are feeling low, right? Do you remember, Chris, you'll know this. This is even in the Old Testament. Remember when King Saul, when he was tormented from time to time, do you remember what he would do, what he would use to lift his spirits again? He would have David, just a boy then, David, come in and play the harp, play music for him. When you are down, don't ever underestimate the power of music. All right, so maybe you're going through it right now. Maybe life is heavy right now. Maybe you're frustrated. Allow me to lift you up because some people got together and they brought some powerful music.
We exercise our right to assemble, for that's when the proud and mighty start to tremble. Just in case you're wondering, just in case you're wondering.
Chris, sing along. Can you turn this up? Chris wasn't singing. I hope you were singing, though. My soul is officially lifted. Communists got together again, did that little musical number for us, and I just feel better for it. I also feel better when I read stories like this. I know you have complaints about the Trump administration, as do I. Things are good, things are bad. They're doing great things, doing bad things. That's the way every presidential administration goes. But what I'm about to read you, it's enormous. Headline from Town Hall: Trump's immigration crackdown delivers a historic drop in both legal and illegal immigration. Cato, that worthless group of open borders losers,
They, of course, meant this to be bad news, but instead it's great news. Here's their report. Refugees down 90%. Do keep in mind that virtually none of our refugees are refugees in the true sense of the word. It's just a way communists can bring more barbarians into the country, classify them as refugees, then they can take your job and stab you in the park. Anyway, refugees down 90%, permanent immigrants down 50% or more, H-1Bs down 25%, students down 40%. Trump not only has a net outflow of illegals, but an increasingly narrow entry for legal migrants. That is a direct quote. That is a good thing. Here's the vice president.
But I also think that when you become an American citizen, whether your family is nine generations of lineage in the United States or whether your family has zero generations of lineage in the United States, one of the responsibilities that we must expect of citizens, and I, of course, you know, it's always hard to talk in specifics about your situation because I don't know about it. But one of the obligations of citizens is that you have to think about the best interest of the country and not the country you came from beforehand and not of any sort of any group that you came from. You've got to think of yourself as an American. The system only works if everybody thinks of themselves as an American.
How many Republicans in the president or vice president's chair have spoken like that in the past? That's awesome. Here's J.D. Vance.
Guys, there were literally millions of people coming into the United States every single year on false asylum claims. We have those claims down something like north of 95%.
There are complaints. I'll even get to some of those tonight. There are complaints, but we are stopping the importation of foreigners. We're getting some deportations, not enough. And it does look like they're scaling it back, and I'm going to complain about that until it gets scaled back up. But good things are happening. So, sing along with me. Sing along, Chris. At least clap with it. Chris, I expect you to participate next time, okay? Maybe you wouldn't be such a dour person if you would... If dour, Chris, I've used that term several times before. I read it in a book last month. As soon as I read it, I did what any red-blooded American would do. I reached over and I grabbed my phone and I looked it up to see what it actually meant. And then I said to myself, I'm going to start using that in a sentence, certainly around people who don't know what it means, and then I'll look down on them and make them feel stupid when they have to look it up. That's the only purpose of learning big words. It's so you can make yourself look good and make other people feel bad about themselves. That's the way I look at it. Now, let's change the subject, shall we? Let's talk about it's Democrats, so at least we can feel good about making fun of them, but kind of the ugly side of politics. Stephen Miller went on Fox News. He said this.
But the real story here is how the Democrat Party controls its members through blackmail. It's got a blackmail file on all of its politicians, and it uses them to leverage and control them until it's time to release it. That is how sick and twisted the Democrat Party is.
He's right. You know, corruption, for instance, law enforcement corruption, when you have a dirty cop somewhere, wherever it may be. The thing about it, when you read about it, when you watch documentaries about it, if you ever get involved in that, for instance, the mafia is always doing that. Any organized crime group will do that. They'll find a cop and they'll bribe the cop or a judge or anyone like that. They'll bribe the cop to get out of trouble. But you see the same story over and over and over again. You accept one bribe, one time, and they own you forever. It's more important to them that you just accept it one time, because then, after you accept it one time, you can never, ever break away, because they'll simply threaten you. Hey, I'd hate to tell everybody about that bribe you accepted. I've lamented this before talking about our side, because there are clearly some people on our side who are blackmailed. It's obvious at this point in time. Can you even imagine the pictures that are out there of Lindsey Graham? Can you even imagine that? Do you wonder why Lindsey Graham is on Fox News every single night cheering for more and more war? Which defense contractors have a file on Lindsey Graham that's about 8 inches thick, right? So it's not like it's just Democrats who do blackmail, but how much of our government, how much of our government doesn't have the option to do the right thing? We'll touch on this Ruben Gallego, Eric Swalwell guy, move on, do some other stuff in just a moment. Before we do that, how many policies, insurance policies, does your business have? How many people do you have to deal with? How many applications? Let me ask you something else. What does your insurance cover? Do you know the specifics of it? Does it cover too much? Are you paying for insurance you don't need? Does it not cover enough? Overinsured, underinsured? It's confusing and it's freaking awful. It's awful. And that's why SuperSure stepped in, and that's why SuperSure is blowing up all over the place, because they realized the need. Businesses, large, medium, and small, they only want to deal with one person. Don't make me call 10 people. One agency, one person. They'll get you the right policy for each and every policy you need. They'll give you a full report on your current policies, by the way, no obligation. They are your one-stop shop. Stop haggling over the whole thing. Stop hassling with it. One-stop shop. One super agency. SuperSure.com/Jesse is where you go. SuperSure.com/Jesse. Paid for by SuperSure Insurance Agency, LLC, a licensed insurance agency.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and I will get to those emails in a bit, but I brought it up. I'll bring it up again briefly. I hate thinking about this, so I'm not going to spend much time on it, but how many people in our government, not just federal, state and local government, how many of them are blackmailed to the point they don't have the option of doing the right thing? It's not an option. They're not allowed to vote for this or against that. They're blackmailed to the point they actually have to openly advocate for evil things. How many people in our government are this way? You know, Eric Swalwell, as we just discussed, he got burned down by the Democrat Party in California. It was a San Francisco Chronicle, first major publication that broke that story. That's odd. The San Francisco Chronicle. Hey, Chris, I'm a little fuzzy on politics. 44, my brain isn't working like it used to. Who are some other powerful politicians from San Francisco? Nancy Pelosi's from San Francisco. Anyway, so Eric Swalwell gets burned down. Why did he get burned down? Because Eric Swalwell was in the way. Don't fool yourself. It had absolutely nothing to do with what he did or didn't do with women. And I don't know what the validity of any of this stuff, probably all valid, you know, probably a couple liars in there too. But here's what I do know. I do know that the Democrat Party is an evil criminal cartel. And if there is a woman who's been brutalized by someone like Eric Swalwell, and she starts to make a little noise about lawyering up and coming forward, then that woman is either threatened, like the Clintons, or she's simply offered a large sum of money to not say anything, and she takes her check and she walks away. This is how it happens all the time. So when all of a sudden you wake up one morning and 8,000 women are staring at the camera saying, Eric Swalwell assaulted me, drugged me, all these other things, I can recognize a political operation when I see one. Now that brought me to this. Eric Swalwell's best friend is a guy by the name of Ruben Gallego. He is a United States Senator from Arizona. Right now, I believe I'm going to make a prediction for you here. If I turn out to be wrong, I will own it. I will. But I believe the right is fooling themselves about something. And this is what I think it is. Ruben Gallego, it looks like, was probably involved with some dirty business with Eric Swalwell. I mean, your best buddies. Eric Swalwell is out there running around with every intern on Capitol Hill. Your best friend's going to be knowledgeable, involved in that somewhat. And it looks like there are already a couple women out there making a little bit of noise. Ruben Gallego harassed me. Ruben Gallego did this. Ruben Gallego did that. So allow me, Doomer Jesse, to pop your balloon here. Ruben Gallego is a United States Senator from the swing state of Arizona. The system needs Ruben Gallego to stay exactly where he is. I think you're insane if you think there's going to be enough noise around Ruben Gallego that he steps down or resigns or gets run out of office by the system. Eric Swalwell did not get removed from the gubernatorial race because of anything he did with women. He got removed because the system protects itself. That's what the system does. Like all crime families, the existence, the protection of the crime family comes above all, above every individual person in the crime family. The crime family has to be protected. That's the Communist Party or the Democrat Party, I'm sorry. That's the Democrat Party. That's how the system works. That's why Eric Swalwell's gone. Ruben Gallego ain't going anywhere. And that's a very good point. Chris said, unlike our party, our party will just bounce our own people. In a heartbeat. The Republican Party loves to lose. They love to be losers. George Santos wasn't even convicted of anything. There were just some bad accusations about George Santos, and we had a razor-thin majority of the House of Representatives. The GOP removed him from Congress. Hey, Democrats, we'd like to narrow that margin even more. That's the useless low-T GOP, just the biggest bunch of idiots and morons in the world. But Ruben Gallego ain't going anywhere. But Stephen Miller was correct about this. Democrats keep files on Democrats.
But the real story here is how the Democrat Party controls its members through blackmail. It's got a blackmail file on all of its politicians, and it uses them to leverage and control them until it's time to release it. That is how sick and twisted the Democrat Party is.
Okay. Speaking of the sick and twisted Democrat Party, we have another candidate for governor. He's running for governor, and he has some pretty ambitious things he wants to do if he is elected governor. Exciting things. What, Chris? I'm excited about the whole thing. I'm going to play you. I'll tell you who this guy is, tell you about his plans. He might be getting my endorsement. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Yeah. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Hey, don't yell. Don't yell at me for that one. That was Jewish producer Chris. I swear on my life, I'm not the reason that song got played that time. That was Chris's fault. Anyway, I was still singing along back here. So I wasn't sure I was going to get involved in this whole California governor's race. That's until I heard Mr. Randeep Dillon.
Higher expense. No security, no safety, no literacy. My plan, MACA plan, make affordable California again, will recognize children who maintain GPA level 3.87.
We're going to recognize children's.
3.93 will support first buying car upon graduation from high school, will credit $505 plus first year, no registration fee. Let's support our children. Let's have our schooling system. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm all in. Hey, Chris, can we find out if Randeep Dillon has any shirts or bumper stickers or something like that? And we come on, Chris, please. It's not going to be that much money. I'll pay. I want a Randeep for governor shirt. Do some emails. Jesse, Trump knows 80%+ of Americans, including Republicans and Democrats, are in favor of deportation. Why has this slowed? And why doesn't Trump tell Congress, don't bother, I won't sign the Dignity Act bill? Her name's Kate. All right. Why have deportation slowed? Let's go back to your first sentence. You said Trump knows 80% Americans want these deportations. Okay. I think we can lose sight of this. We can lose sight of how out of touch people, powerful people, truly are. And this goes way beyond being president of the United States of America, any billionaire, big time CEO, business leader. I'll tell you what, I'll talk about myself for a second. We'll come back to Trump. I'll talk about myself for a second. I have told you before that I am on an ever-present mission in my life to cut scum out of my life everywhere I can find them. In my personal life, business life, social media, if I even sniff an idiot or a don't get it person, blocked, cut off immediately, right? I have done this with where I live. We moved to the most blood red area we could afford. That's what we did. I wanted to find the reddest area where I could afford to buy a home. This is years ago when I was selling RVs, and that's where we moved, and that's where we're staying. That's where we're at. Now, I don't regret any of these decisions at all. But these decisions, there is a cost to them. Even Chris and Corey, I only work with these two, and I picked them. They're my guys. I don't want other people here. I don't want, when we had to hire someone else and we were looking, when Michael left and we had to hire Corey, I wanted to talk to him. And of course, the suits had ideas. So what about this person that, nope, I'm going to talk to him. Oh, I like this guy. Corey and me went for tacos, hired him that day. Period. Fried chicken tacos, by the way, they were really good. But we're not going to go into that right now. Now, this is how I prefer to live my life, right? I live around the people I want to live around. I work with the people I want to work with. This is how I want to live my life. But the cost of that is, in some way, I have put myself in some kind of a bubble. I have. I've put myself in a bubble with the way I have chosen to live my life. I cut off the dirt balls. I hire who I want to hire. I hang around who I want to hang around. I like that. It's not that I want to change, but there are perspectives I don't have because I've cut those people off and I don't live around them. I don't work around them. I don't hang out with them. I don't have their perspective. Now, let's talk about being president of the United States of America. You think because Donald Trump gives speeches in front of tens of thousands of people, and of course he's talking to the media every day, and of course he's reading poll numbers like any politician does. You said Trump knows all these Americans want deportations. Does he? What if Donald Trump has 3, 5, 6, 7, who knows how many people? What if Donald Trump has, we'll call it 5, make for simplicity's sake. What if he has 5 people around him, political people around him, he trusts for advice? We can name them, who knows, but we know for a fact, we know this from his first term and now this term, we know his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is one of the people Trump listens when Jared talks. When Jared has a suggestion, when Jared is pushing for something, oftentimes Jared gets that something. Now, we know that. That's one of those people. But let's say the others, Susie Wiles, maybe Rubio, maybe Vance, maybe who knows? Maybe you like some of those people. Maybe you hate all those people. But what if those are the only five people whose political advice Donald Trump takes? He's not talking to you. Hold on, let me grab my phone real quick. Nope, no missed calls from the White House. He's not talking to me. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe those people, whoever the people are who he relies on for political advice, maybe after Minnesota when a couple commies got killed, maybe those people went to Donald Trump and they told Donald Trump, hey, back off these deportations. Deportations aren't popular. We can't afford another dirtball street communist getting killed. We got to back off these deportations. This is costing you politically. What if that's the only voice in the room? What if there is no you in the room? What if that's the case? Let's rewind and talk about something we know now for a fact. We know when COVID hit that the White House, the people in the White House were extremely divided. That about half the people, from what I was told, were telling Donald Trump, you can't lock down your own freaking country. That's insane and it's suicidal. No, we'll figure out other ways. We'll get our way through this. Don't even think about that. That was half the people. And then the other half said, you're going to have 50 million dead people on your hands. You better shut down the economy. This is going to end your presidency. Your reputation will be destroyed. You better shut it down. You better shut it down. You better shut it down. Trump listened to Group B instead of Group A. It cost him everything and cost us a lot. I would be very careful saying Trump knows anything. Trump is more isolated than you think simply because he's president of the United States of America. He's president of the United States of America. He only has a few advisors that are on him. And look, he's off in Iran. And he was told, I know this, he was told that by a bunch of very dishonest people with alternate agendas that it was super popular right when he did it. And I know he was told that because he went to the media and he said, I just saw a poll that says 100% of MAGA is still with me. Donald Trump is on camera saying that. The polls are disastrous for Iran, and they always were. It's nothing independents care about. It's nothing they want. Politically, it was always a completely moronic idea. Now, you can argue it was justified if you're all for it. That's fine. But politically, it's never been popular, never once. But the people Donald Trump surrounded himself with said, everyone's with you. Keep going. Now look, we're stuck. I don't think I would say everyone knows. That's my point. Here's an email. Nice and short and to the sweet, Don. Sweet, short and, why did I just mess up that whole sentence? Short, sweet, and to the point is what I was going for, Chris. This guy's name is Don. The subject of this one is Pure Talk. And this is what he says. Been a Pure Talk customer for 5+ years. Great company. That was it for the email. Don, I'm happy that you're happy, buddy. And by the way, I love the brevity. Way to keep it short, brother. I do get a lot of Pure Talk emails from people who are quite pleased. How could you not be pleased? You're paying less, which everyone wants to pay less. You're paying less. They're on the same towers, so it's not like you're going to start dropping calls. It's hassle-free to switch and keep your freaking phone or get a new one. They have those too. And you can actually feel good that the company you pay for your cell service is never going to use your money to fund communism in America. Why wouldn't you switch to Pure Talk? And you could switch during the break. It's that, we're talking 10 minutes on the phone, speaking to an American, not this person.
Higher expense, no security, no.
Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So there was a little negativity in that. Here's something positive. Here's Rubio.
We would go to a country and say, we're going to help you with our health care needs. Then we would drive over to Northern Virginia somewhere, find an NGO, one of these organizations, give them all the money, tell them, go to this country and do their health care program for them. That NGO would then take about, you know, some percentage of that money for their overhead and administrative costs. And by the time it got down to it, the host country had very little influence. It was sort of imposed on them. And only a percentage of the overall money ever actually reached the patients and the people on the ground that we were trying to help because of these costs. This makes no sense. So why are we hiring American and international NGOs to go into other countries and run healthcare systems that are parallel and sometimes in conflict with the healthcare systems of the host country? If we're trying to help countries, help the country. Don't help the NGO to go in and find a new line of business. And so that's what the model that we're breaking. We're not doing this anymore.
Rubio's been pretty freaking good, hasn't he? Been pretty freaking good. And I like how, look, maybe I'm just a dumb, uneducated person, which is obviously true, but you know, don't agree with me when I say that, Chris. I like the plain way he speaks. He speaks in ways that even Chris can understand, and I like that. Chris, I like it when people are able to put words, just put sentences together that you can make sense of. That's the true. If you could, you're what we call, how would I put this in a way that's not insulting? The lowest common denominator. That's how I would describe you. And so if they can put together a sentence that you understand, everyone understands it. I appreciate that. And I will push back on one thing Rubio said here.
We would go to a country and say, we're going to help you with our health care needs. Then we would drive over to Northern Virginia somewhere, find an NGO, one of these organizations, give them all the money, tell them, go to this country and do their health care program for them. That NGO would then take about, you know, some percentage of that money for their overhead and administrative costs. And by the time it got down to it, the host country had very little influence. It was sort of imposed on them. And only a percentage of the overall money ever actually reached the patients and the people on the ground that we were trying to help because of these costs. This makes no sense.
Yes, it does. Headline, Vance drops the hammer. 447 LA hospices shut down in a massive $600 million fraud bust. Headline, Democrats push the, quote, Stop Nick Shirley Act to silence citizen journalists for exposing fraud. I know Rubio was just saying that to say that. I'm not actually pushing back, but this makes no sense. It makes perfect sense when you understand the Democrat Party is the largest, most powerful criminal cartel on the face of the planet. That they get elected and appointed. Maybe they're politicians, maybe they're bureaucrats, whatever it may be. And they work day and night, oftentimes with criminal groups, foreigners, you name it. They work day and night figuring out a way to steal from you, to steal from the taxpayer. That's all. They're all dirty thieves. In the end, they're all just thieves, just like we talk about. They're all dirty thieves. And they all have dirt on each other. So back to what Stephen Miller said.
But the real story here is how the Democrat Party controls its members through blackmail. It's got a blackmail file on all of its politicians, and it uses them to leverage and control them until it's time to release it. That is how sick and twisted the Democrat Party is.
They all have dirt on each other because they're all criminals, and that's what keeps the whole criminal empire together. Nobody can really come out and rat on somebody else because they're all dirty together. They're all doing it. Did you think it was just Bob Menendez who was stuffing gold bars under his bed? This is why these people get into office. None of these people have the skills to actually get rich on their own. Remember Swalwell when he first got in a little bit of hot water? Remember what happened? He was apparently on some funded trip, some five-star resort. There's a picture of him riding around shirtless on a camel on some big safari adventure he didn't pay for. That loser goober would never be able to raise enough money in his life, make enough money in his life to ever pay for a trip like that. So, got himself elected to Congress, and he uses your money to do that. They all do it. Just the biggest bunch of friggin' thieves in the world. But at least we have music.
Looks like, show me what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. Show me what democracy looks like.
It's beautiful. Hey, Jesse, you were speaking regarding citizens being angry about Republicans not doing enough for them due to the Iran conflict. But what have Democrats done for them when they are in power? Everything they touch gets destroyed. Well, that is a point we are going to have to emphasize over and over and over again leading up to the midterms. You may be angry at Republicans. You may think Republicans should be doing more. Republicans should be focusing domestically more and all these things. You may be angry about that, and I'm angry about a lot of that stuff. All that stuff is totally warranted. But that doesn't mean you hand the keys to the car back over to the demonic communists. You don't do that. But that is part of why I've been harder on the Trump administration lately. The messaging is so terrible when it comes to this stuff for a variety of different reasons, but the messaging is so terrible when it comes to this stuff. Normie voter, low info voter, he's going to take his ball and he's going to go home. He's going to take his ball and he's going to go home. He is. How bad has it been? I'm going to read you something. You ready for this? Back in February of 2025, Trump's approval among white non-college voters, 68 to 32. He was plus 36. Fast forward to today, same group, -4. That is a 5-alarm fire. We'll talk about that in a second. Hang on.